Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation is our psalm for this day, Psalm 126, as we spoke responsibly just a few moments ago. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, O my Lord God, you have returned your people to Zion, the city of peace. The temple is restored, your people are singing in joy. O Lord Yahweh, my God and my King, you have done great things for us. No longer are your people forced to live in Babylon, a land of slavery and false gods. We are home in Jerusalem, home in the blessed city of David. We've returned to the mercy seat of God. And our third psalm for Advent, Psalm 126, resounds, "When the Lord brought back those who returned to Zion, we were like those who dream." The nightmare of exile is over, and the sudden rush of joy is like a barren desert turning into a flood. Imagine the flow of living, giving water, or the flow of wine into the cups of joy-filled guests at the best of banquet celebrations, bringing happiness to the heart as people celebrate freedom. Captives who have been set free cannot do anything but rejoice and be glad. Every breath of free air is a celebration. The return from Babylon meant so much to Judah. The former captives are set free to build their own homes wherever they wanted. They could work their own ground and farms and not be forced to hand any of their crops over to Babylonian taskmasters. They were set free to worship Yahweh their God and no longer forced to bow down and honor the false gods of Ishtar or Marduk or any other idol ever again. They were free to worship the one who created them, redeemed them, and called them by name. As Isaiah reminded them, "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Those who returned were like those who had just awakened from a nightmare and jumped into a river of gladness. Well, from what nightmare do you need to wake up? We all have them, you know. I know that everyone is supposed to be happy this time of year, but maybe you aren't. Maybe life during these joyful festive days is too much. The nightmare of debt, addiction, or abuse has led to the destruction of hope, and suddenly you feel like a captive. Exiled in the Babylon of your own sins and forced to bow down to some rather worthless idols. Power, money, sex. Name your poison. We've all been there. You know what it's like to wake up in the morning with regret and sorrow and shame, with hurt and hopelessness. And whatever it is, your own sins or the impact of someone else's sins against you, it has you shackled like a slave. It's just as Jesus said in John 8, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." Sin, Satan, death have us locked, stock, and barrel, chained up and ready to march us off and into that eternal Babylon we call hell. But just when you think all is lost, a voice is heard. A voice calls you out of death and the valley of the shadow, calling to you like a voice in the wilderness. There comes words of promise and deliverance. Listen to Jesus speak in Luke 4. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This scripture, Jesus says, has been fulfilled in your hearing. The Spirit was, is, and forever shall be upon the incarnate Son. who was born for us to set us free from the nightmares that haunt our lives. But after dealing with so much sin and temptation and COVID-19 and all the weakness of life, how can such promises possibly be true? Freedom, liberty, sight, good news for the poor, and the year of the Lord's favor for everyone? Is it truly possible? Could it really be true? Could it be that the promises are indeed for me? Good news, for this is indeed for each of you. The word of God has called in Isaiah, the word of God that called in Isaiah is now incarnate in Jesus Christ. The word has been made flesh, and he has so much to say and give to you and to me and to all the world. Your idols have been broken. Your sins are forgiven. Your death has been undone, because the baby in the manger is grown up, died, and risen again. No longer are you compelled to live in a prison of your own making. You are brought back home by the grace of God given to you by faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Home. Back to the altar and the font of your baptism. Brought back to the very word of God made flesh, and given new life, redeemed and renewed. Yes, you can start all over again. The nightmare is over. You're not dreaming. This is far better than any dream we could ever have. A new reality is yours in Christ our Lord. A blood-bought and baptismal water-covered reality. You have been brought back to God, back to your Creator. Return to the Father who loves you more than we could ever ask or imagine. Exile broken, death defeated, freedom granted. The baby in the manger who grows to be the man on the cross. Everything is his gift. We have returned from a nightmare to a new reality in Christ. So how do we declare our Advent hope? The resounding words of Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back those who returned to Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. In the name of Jesus, amen. And that peace of God that does surpass all understanding, keep your hearts and minds faithful in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.